Chamishi. Vayomer Hashem Eli Lemor, and Hashem said to me, saying, Rav lochem soivis ha-hor hazeh, enough of your going around this mountain of Seir, pinu lochem tzofoina, it is time to start heading northward. Rashi in Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, tells us that they had to go around the entire southern border of Edom until they reached the south of Moab, since Melech Edom did not allow them to pass through. Then, when they reached the southern border of Moab, the king of Moab also refused their passage through his land, and they had to go along the complete southern border of Moab till its end, where they turned northward along the eastern border of Moab. The Kitzur Mizrachi explains the pasuk when Hashem said, "Pinu lachem tzofoina." It was not a command to turn northward immediately. Rather, it was granting permission for Klal Yisrael to turn northward when they saw fit. And since Melech Edom and Melech Moav did not allow them to pass, they had to turn northward on the east side of Moav. After passing the land of Edom and passing the land of Moav, they turned left, northward, on the east side of Moav. The Kli Yakar says a powerful drush on the words Pnu Lachem Tzofoina. He says that the descendants of Esav are very jealous of the descendants of Yaakov. They contend that everything the Yidden possess actually belongs to them, because Yaakov deceived Yitzchak to steal the brachas, which was really intended for their ancestor Esav. They therefore despise the Jewish people and seek ways to seize their possessions. Tzafon means north, however Tzafun means to hide. Hashem told Moshe, since you are coming to the boundary of the land of Esav, it is important to remember, Pnu lachem tzofoina, go in the direction of Tzofun, to hide. Keep your wealth and success concealed. Do not arouse their jealousy. And the Kli Yakar says that Klal Yisrael flaunting their wealth was rampant in his days, and is the cause of all our problems in the Golos. And the Pasuk continues, Hashem said, Ve'esa'om tzav lemor, the nation you should command, saying, Atem oivrim begvul achechem b'nei Esav, you are passing the borders of your brothers, the children of Esav, hayoshvim b'seir, that live in Seir, v'yiru mikem, they will be afraid of you. However, v'nishmartem ma'oid, take great care. In what way should you take care? Al tisgarubam, do not provoke them. Ki lo'etein lochem me'artzom, because I will not give for you from their land. You will not inherit the land of Seir. Ad midrach kaf rogel. And Rashi tells us tupshatim in the words, Ad midrach kaf rogel. Rashi's first pshat is that ad means even. Not only won't you inherit their land, but ad, even midrach kaf rogel, the step of the sole of your foot, will not be allowed to pass through their land without their permission. You will not have a right of passage without first asking the king of Edom. Rashi's second pshat is that ad means until. You will not inherit their land, ad until midrach kaf rogel, the sole of the step of Hashem's foot, will stand on Har HaZeisim in the time of Mashiach. Then you will inherit the land of Esav. However, until then, the land will belong to the Bnei Esav, ki Yerusha le'Esav nosati es Har Seir, because as an inheritance to Esav have I given the mountain of Seir. As Rashi says, 10 lands were given to Avram by the Bris Ben Abisorim in Parshas Lech Lecha. 7 of these lands were given to Klal Yisrael right away, and 3 le'Osed Lavoi. However, until that time, those 3 lands were given to other nations. The Bnei Loit received Amon Umayov, and the Bnei Esav received Har Seir. Oichel tishpru me'iton ba'kesef va'achaltem, food you shall buy from them, from the Bnei Esav, for money, and you shall eat. V'gamayim tichru me'iton ba'kesef u'shesisem, and water you shall buy from them, for money, and you should drink. Why should you buy food and water from them if you have the mon which gives you food, and you had the Be'er Shel Miriam, which gave you water? Ki Hashem le'kecha b'racha. The answer is because Hashem your God has blessed you b'chol ma'asei yodecha, in all your handiwork. And therefore, since you are so blessed, Hashem wants you not to reject His goodness, and you should show the Bnei Esav how wealthy and how happy you are. And although we mentioned from the Kli Yakar earlier that you should not flaunt your wealth in front of the Goyim, that will be in the future in the Golos. However, now when they were entering Eretz Yisrael, Hashem wanted the Bnei Esav to see the wealth of Klal Yisrael. In Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah, he asks, why is it necessary in Pasuk Vav for the Pasuk to say that you should buy food ba'achaltem and you should eat it, and water u'shesisem and you should drink it? Obviously, food is to eat and water is to drink. He answers that the whole reason why Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to buy from Esav was to show Esav how wealthy Klal Yisrael was. If Klal Yisrael would buy food and water and put it away, that would not show their wealth. That would show that they're worried that maybe one day the month would end, and the Be'er Shel Miriam will cease to exist. And they are just buying food and water now for a rainy day when they don't have food and when they don't have water. However, if you buy the food va'achaltem and you eat it right now, and you buy the water and drink it right now, that shows that you are wealthy because you have such an abundance that you buy things that you don't even need because you really have the mun for food and the Be'er Shel Miriam for water. Yoda lechtecho es ha-midbar ha-godol hazeh. Hashem knew your way through this great midbar because ze arboim shana, these 40 years, Hashem alekecha imach, Hashem was with you. Lechosarta davar, you did not lack anything. Vanavar, and we pass Me'es Achenu Bnei Esav, from our brothers, the children of Esav, Hayoshvim B'Seir, that lived in Seir, Miderech Ha'arava, from the way of the Arava, Me'elas U'Me'esjen Gover, from Eilat and from Esjen Gover, Vanefen, and we turned Vanavar, and we passed Derech Midbar Moyav, the way of Midbar Moyav, which means that we went underneath the land of Edom, and underneath the land of Moyav, and then we turned northward on the east side of Moyav through Midbar Moyav. And Hashem said to me, Al Totar es Moyav, do not distress Moyav, Val Tiskor Bom Melchama, and do not provoke them in war. And Rashi is Medayik, that by Moyav it says Al Tiskor Bom Melchama. However, further on, in Pasuk Yutes, by the Bnei Amoin, over there it says Al Tetzurein Val Tiskor Bom. It says do not provoke them at all. It does not say Melchama, because there was a difference between what you were allowed to do to Moyav and what you were allowed to do to Amoin. Moyav, you were not allowed to provoke them milchama by making a war against them. However, to provoke them in other ways, by taking their money or to scare them, that you were allowed to do. However, by Amon, where it says Al Tiskar Bom, do not provoke them at all, you were not allowed to do anything to them. And the reason for this difference was because the mother of Moyav was Mizana with her father Loit. And when she had a child, she publicized that she was Mizaneh by calling the name of the child Me'av, this was for my father. Therefore, the Torah allowed you to bother Moyav in certain ways. However, the mother of Amoin did not publicize that she was Mizaneh with her father. She called her son Ben-Ami, the son of my nation. Therefore, you are not allowed to provoke Amoin at all. And the pasuk continues that Hashem said, Ki lo etein lecha me'arza Yerusha, I will not give you from his land as an inheritance. You will not inherit the land of Moyav. Ki levnei Loit nosati es Or Yerusha, because to the children of Loit have I given Or, which is another name for Moyav. I have given Moyav Yerusha as an inheritance. Ha'emim, the Emim lefonim yoshvuva, previously lived there before the Moyavim moved in there. The Emim lived there. Am Godol Varav, a nation that is great and populous. Verom ka'anokim, and tall like giants. And you might think, since they are tall like giants, this is the land of Eretz Rephaim, the land of the giants that Hashem promised to Avram, which Klal Yisrael is supposed to inherit. So maybe this land of Moyav belongs to Klal Yisrael. On that, the pasuk says, no, even though the giants lived there, this was not the land of Rephaim. Rephaim yechoshvu afheim. They were also considered Rephaim giants, ka'anokim, like the real giants, the giants that lived in the Eretz Rephaim. However, this was not the Eretz Rephaim. The land of Moyav was not the Eretz Rephaim given to Avram. The reason why these people were called Rephaim is because Rephaim comes from the word Rafoi, weakened. Anybody who saw them was so afraid that their hands became weak. Va'mayavim yikruhem Amim, and the Mayavim called these people by the name of Amim. Amim means fear, because when you saw them, they casted fear on all creatures. So Klal Yisrael did not inherit this land because this was not Eretz Rephaim, even though there were giants who lived there. And just like the Mayavim had to chase out a nation called the Emim, so too the children of Esav had to chase out a nation called the Chori. U'b'Seir Yashvu Achori Lefonim. And in Seir, the Chori lived previously before the Bnei Esav came. U'b'nei Esav Yirashum, and the children of Esav chased them away. V'yashmidam Mipnehem, and they destroyed them from before them. And they settled in the land instead of the Chori. Kasher also Yisrael Eretz Yerushasai, and the Bnei Esav did to the Chori just like Klal Yisrael did to the land of its inheritance. Asher Nosan Hashem Lohem, that Hashem gave to them. And the Mefarshim ask, how can the pasuk say Kasher also Yisrael Eretz Yerushasai, like Klal Yisrael had already done to the land of its inheritance? Klal Yisrael did not inherit Eretz Yisrael yet. So how can the Torah use a lashon of osa in the past like Klal Yisrael had already done? Therefore, the Sephorna and Rabbeinu Sadia going to say that the Pasuk is referring to Melchemes Sichon Va'og, the war against Sichon Va'og, which Klal Yisrael had already waged war against them. Kasher Osi Yisrael Le'eretz Yerushasai, like Klal Yisrael had already done to the land of its inheritance by destroying Sichon Va'og, that was the way the Bnei Esav chased away the Chayri. And Sefer HaZikaron and the Chizkuni both say that here too you might have thought that this land should belong to Klal Yisrael, because the leader of Chayri was Seir, and Seir had a son whose name was Sivoin. In Parshas Vayishlach, we find that Sivoin was called Hachivi, like the Pasuk says, Bas Ano Bas Sivoin Hachivi. And we know in Parshas Lech Lecha that one of the lands that were given to Avram, which Klal Yisrael were to inherit, was the land of Chivi. So you might think, since Sivoin was the son of Seir, and he was called Chivi, therefore this land is really the land of Chivi, and it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Therefore the Pasuk says, no, these were the Chayri, not the Chivi, although Tzivoin was also called Chivi. However, this was really Chayri, and this land does not belong to Klal Yisrael, but rather it goes to Esav. And the Pasuk continues, Ato now, Kumu, get up, Ve'ivru lochem es Nachal Zored, and pass over for yourself the valley of Zored. Vanavar es Nachal Zored, and we passed over the valley of Zored. Vayomim asher halachnu mikodesh Barnea, and the days that we traveled from Kodesh Barnea, ad asher avanu es Nachal Zored, until the time that we passed over Nachal Zored, shloishim u'shmoyne shana, that was 38 years from the time of the Meraglim until we passed over Nachal Zored. Atoim kol hador, until the end of the generation, until all the people that were supposed to die because of the avera of the Meraglim died, anshei al-mechomo, the people of the war, which means the ones over 20, because only the ones over 20 died, mikerav ha-machane, from the midst of the machane, kasher nishba Hashem lohem, like Hashem swore to them that they will not see the land. Vigam yad Hashem hoisabom, and also the hand of Hashem was in them to kill them quickly, lehumam, to cut them down, mikerav ha-machane, from the midst of the camp, atumam, until their end. Hashem caused them to die earlier, this way their children will not have to wait in the midbar any more years than they have to. Although Rashi tells us in Parashat Shlach that none of these people died under the age of 60, still many of them would have lived much longer than 60. They might have lived till 80 or 90, but Hashem helped out their children by causing them to die at the age of 60. This way their children will not have to wait in the midbar anymore. Vayehi, and it was kasher tamu kol anshei al-mechomo lomus, when all the anshei al-mechomo, all the ones who were over 20, the ones who were destined to die, when they all died, mikerav ha'om, from the midst of the nation, then, vayedabar Hashem elai lemar, Hashem spoke to me again the way he used to speak to me. As long as the ones who did the avera of the Meraglim were still alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, and therefore did not speak to Moshe the way he did before. Before he spoke to Moshe ponim al ponim, face to face, b'derech chiba, in a way of love. And this level of nevuah did not exist by Moshe as long as the people who did the avera of the Meraglim were still alive. It was only after they all died, vayidaber Hashem elai lemar, Hashem spoke to me again the way he did before. Because Hashem only speaks to his Nevi'im because of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael sins, the level of nevuah to his Nevi'im go down. And the pasuk continues, Hashem said, Ata oiver hayoim, you are passing today es kavul Moav, the borders of Moav, es Ar, the country of Ar, which is Moav, v'karavta, and you will come close, mul b'nei Amoin, opposite the children of Amoin. Since you are heading in a northward direction from Moav, you will meet up with the country of Amoin, which was north of Moav. Al titzurein, do not distress them, val tiskorbom, and do not provoke them in any way. Because I will not give from the land of the children of Amoin to you as an inheritance. Because to the children of Loit I have given this land as an inheritance. Amoin will inherit this land. Eretz Rephaim Techoshev Afhi. This was also considered a land of giants, because Rephaim Yashuva Lefonim. Because previously, before Amoin came there, the giants lived there. However, this was not the land of Rephaim that was promised to Avram, and therefore Klal Yisrael had no rights to this land. V'ha'amoinim yikru lehem zamzumim, the Amoinim called these people that lived there the zamzumim. Am gadol v'rav, a nation that is great and numerous, v'rom ka'anokim, and tall like giants. V'yashmidim Hashem mipineihem, and Hashem destroyed them before them. Hashem destroyed the zamzumim before the Amoinim. V'yiroshum v'yeshu sachtam, and the Amoinim drove them out and lived there instead of the Zamzumim. Kasher Oslo of Ne'esav Ayosh B'Seir, just like Hashem did to the children of Esav that lived in Seir, Asher Hishmet Ha'Chorim Mipneim, that he caused the Bnei Esav to destroy the Chori, by Yiroshum, and they chased them out, by Yeshu Sachtom, and they lived there instead of them, Ad Hayom Hazeh, until this day. Just like the Bnei Esav chased out the Chori, so too the Bnei Amon chased out the Zamzumim. If you look carefully, you will notice that in Pasuk Chav Beis it says that the Bnei Esav Hishmid destroyed the Chari, and then afterwards Vayiroshum, they chased them away. However, earlier in Pasuk Yud Beis it says it in the reverse. It first says Yiroshum, they chased them away, then Vayashmidum, they destroyed them. Ma'ayin in the Netziv who discusses this diuk. V'ha'avim, and the Avim Hayoshim Bachatzerim that lived in the open cities Ad Azah until Azah, Kaftarim Hayoitzim Mikaftar, the Kaftarim that came from the place called Kaftar, Hishmidom destroyed them, Vayeshvu Sachtom, and they, the Kaftarim, lived there instead of the Avim. Why is the Pasuk telling us that the Kaftarim chased away the Avim? Rashi tells us, because the Avim are the Pelishtim. And many years earlier, Avram Avinu made a treaty with Avimelech Melech Pelishtim. And he said, I will not do any harm, not to you, not to your children, and not to your grandchildren. Like the Pasuk says, in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Gimel, Im Tishkar Li Ulanini Ulanechti. And therefore, as long as the Avim, the Pelishtim, lived in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael could not capture this land. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Kaftarim and chased away the Avim, the Pelishtim. And that is how Klal Yisrael was able to capture this land, because they were not chasing away the Pelishtim, but rather the Kaftarim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kumu Su'u, get up and travel ve'ivruis Nachal Arnon, and go over the valley of Arnon. Re'ei nosati v'yodcha, see I have given in your hand, as Sichoi melech Cheshboin ha'emori, Sichoi the king of Cheshboin the emori, ve'es Arzoi and his land. Hochel Rosh, start driving them out, ve'hisker by Muhammad, and provoke against them a war. Hayoim hazeh, on this day, Ochel, I started, taste to give, pachtecha v'yiroscha p'neo amin, your dread and your fear over all the nations, Tachas kol ha-shamayim, underneath all the heavens, which means all nations underneath the heaven will fear you, because Moshe stopped the sun during the war of Sichon, and therefore all nations saw the power of Klal Yisrael. Asher yishmun eshemacha, the ones that will hear your reputation, v'rogezu v'chol miponecho, and they will fear you. Vo'eshlach malochim, and I sent messengers mi'midbar kedei Mois, from midbar kedei Mois, el Sichon melech Cheshboin, to Sichon the king of Cheshboin. Divrei Shalom, words of peace, Lamar saying. And Rashi tells us that Midbar Kedemois was not the location where Moshe sent these messengers to Sichon, but rather Midbar Kedemois was the place that Moshe learned from that he should make a peaceful gesture to the king Sichon Melech Cheshboin. And Rashi tells us two pshatim in the words Midbar Kedemois. According to both pshatim, the word Kedemois comes from the word Kodam, which means to proceed. Rashi's first pshat is, Kedemois, I learned from the Torah that preceded the world, that was given me Midbar in Midbar Sinai, that one should first try peacefully to deal with somebody. Because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, offered the Torah to the Bnei Yisrael and the Bnei Esav before you offered it to Klal Yisrael, even though you knew that they would not accept it. But you started with them with a peaceful gesture. So too, I offered peace to Sichon Melech Cheshboin. Rashi's second pshat is, Kedemois, I learned from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who preceded the world, that when you wanted to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, you could have just brought one bolt of lightning and destroyed the Mitzrayim, but you did not do that, but rather you brought me Midbar from the Midbar to Mitzrayim, to take the Yidden out peacefully from Mitzrayim. And Moshe sent a message to Sichon saying, Ebro ba'artzecha, I will pass through your land, baderech baterech elech, I will only travel on the roads. Like also Yomun Usmoil, I will not turn not to the right and not to the left. Oichel ba kesef tashpi reini v'ochalti. Food for money you will sell to me and I will eat. Umayim ba kesef titan li v'shosisi. And water for money you will give to me and I will drink. Rak ebro baragloi. All I want to do is pass through your land. I don't want to do anything there. And you will also make some money by selling us food and water. Kasher also li b'nei Esav. Just like the children of Esav did for me, Hayoshvim b'Seir that live in Seir, v'hamayavim Hayoshvim ba'or, and the Mayavim that lived in Or, where both the children of Esav and the Mayavim sold us food and water. Ad asher evros ha'yarden, let me pass through your land until I will reach the Yarden, el'oretz asher Hashem elokeinu noisein lanu, until I reach the land that Hashem our God is giving to us. And Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, did not allow us to pass through. Because Hashem hardened his spirit, and made his heart stubborn, in order to give them in your hand, in order to give Sichon in your hand, like this day. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Pasuk Gimel, Pnu lochem tzafoina, turn yourself to the north. Sevu lochem leruach mizrachis, turn north to the eastern side of Moav. Min adorim letzafoin, going from south to north, pneichem letzafoin, facing north. Nimsu, it comes out, holchin es ruach mizrachis, they are going on the eastern side of Moav. Vezeu shenemar, and this is what the Pasuk says in Shoftim, vayavoyu mizrach shomesh leretz Moav, and they came to the eastern side of the land of Moav. And you shall take great care. Umawashmira, what is this great care that you should take? Altiskarubam, do not provoke the children of Esau, because you will not receive and inherit their land. Ad midrach kaf rogel, afilu midrach kaf rogel. According to the first pshat of Rashi, ad means even the stepping of the sole of a foot. Kiloimar, this means to say, afilu derisas haregel, even the rite of passage, eni marshilochem, I will not allow you lavar to pass through ba'artzom, their land, shelo berishus, without permission. U'medrash agoda, according to the medrash agoda, ad means until. Ad sheyove yom drisas kaf regel al harazesim, you will not inherit the land of Seir until the day that Hashem's sole of his feet will rest on harazesim. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, va'omdu raglov, and the feet of Hashem will stand on harazesim, and that's when Klal Yisrael will inherit Seir. Ki Yerushala Esav, because as an inheritance to Esav is Har Seir. Me Avram, he inherited it from Avram. Eser Amemim Nosati Loi, 10 nations I gave to Avram. Shiva Lochem, 7 go to Klal Yisrael. The Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, which are Hein Amoin, Umoyav, and Seir. They are Amoin, Moyav, and Seir. They went to Esav and to Loi. Achas Mehem LeEsav, one of them, which is Seir, went to Esav. Vabez, and two of them, Amoin and Moyav, Levnei Loi, went to the children of Loi. Bishar, as a reward, Sheholach Itoi leMitzrayim, because Lot went with Avram to Mitzrayim, Bishosak, and he was quiet, Ama Shehoya Oimer al Ishtoi, when Avram said about his wife, Achoisihi, she is my sister. And since Lot did not snitch to Paroi that she was really his wife, Osoi Kibnoi, even though Lot was a nephew of Avram, Hashem made him like a son to inherit the land of Seir from Avram. And the Medrash says that Esav also had a schus why he inherited Seir. And that schus was because he was mechabed his father, he honored his father Yitzchak to a very great degree. And Rashi continues that you should buy food and water from Esav. Tichru, you should buy. Lashem Mekach, it is an expression of buying. V'chein, and so did Yaakov Avinu say, Asher Korisili, the Ma'oris HaMachpela, that I bought. So we see the Lashon of Kira means to buy. Shekein B'kracha Hayom, because in the cities by the sea, Karin L'mechira Kira, they call selling and buying by the word Kira. So therefore, Tichru means you should buy. And the reason why you should buy from Esav is because Ki Hashem Alekecha Beracho, Hashem your God has benched you. L'fichoch, therefore, Le'tichbu, you shall not reject Es Toivosoi, his good, the good of Hashem. L'haro is to show yourself Ki'ilu Atem Aniyim, as if you were poor. Eloi Haru Atzvechem Ashirim, show yourself as if you are rich. Vanefen, and we turn, Vanavor, and we pass through the Midbar of Moav. Letzat Sofon, we went northward. Hafachnu Ponim, we turned our faces. Lahaloich, to go Ruach Mizrochis, on the east side of Moav. And Hashem said to me, you should not distress Moav, Valtiskor ba Mechamo. Zakrashi le osa lehem al Moav elo Mechamo. Hashem only asked Klal Yisrael to wage war against Moav. Avol, however, miyarem hayu oisam, they were allowed to scare them. Venirim lohem kishahem zionim, and display themselves armed before the Bnei Moav. Lefichoch, therefore, Ksiv, it says in Parshas Balak, Vayogor Moav b'Bnei Ha'om, the Moavim were afraid of Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael scared them. Shayu sholim uboizim oisam, they would plunder them and loot them. Avo b'Bnei Amoin, however, by the Bnei Amoin, Nemar, the Pasuk says, Val tiskor bom, do not provoke them at all. It does not use the word Melchama. Shum giroi, any type of provoking. Bishar snios imam, this was because of the reward of the modesty of their mother, Shelet Pirsimo Alavio. She did not publicize that she was Mezana with her father. Kemosha Osso Abechira, like the older daughter did. Shekara, the older daughter, called Shem Benah, the name of her son, Moav, by the name of Moav, which means Me'av, from my father. Or Shem HaMedina, The name of the country of Moav was called Or before it was called Moav.
So Rashi, Ha'emim Lefonim Yashruva, the Emim previously lived there before the Moavim.
You think that this is the land of the giants, Shenasati Lavrom, that I gave to Avram,
Lefisha Emim, Shem Refarim Yashruba Lefonim, because the Emim, which are giants, lived there before.
Avaloizuhi, this is not the Eretz Refarim that was given to Avram.
Ki oisa refaim harashti mipnei bnei loit,
because these giants I chased away from before the children of Loit,
v'hishavtim tachtam,
and I put the children of Loit, the Mayavim, in there instead of the Emim.
Refaim yechashvu, they are considered like giants.
Refaim hoyu nechshavim oisam Emim,
these Emim were considered like giants. They were called refaim.
Ka'anokim hanikorim refaim,
like other giants that are called refaim.
Hashem shekol haroya oisam yadav misrapais,
because anybody who sees them, their hands become weak.
The word refaim comes from the word rafoi, which means weak.
But the Mayavim called them Emim,
al shem she'emosam mutelas al abriyos,
because their fear would be cast on all the creatures.
V'chein uveseir yashvi achari,
and also in Seir, the Chari lived there previously.
Unesatim lebnei Esav, however, I gave the Chari over to the children of Esav.
Zakrashi yiroshum, they chased them out.
You might think that Yiroshum is in the future. They will chase them out.
Therefore, Rashi says, no, Lashon Hoive,
this is in the present. However, it's a constant present.
Kalomer, this means to say,
Nosati Bem Koyach, I gave them the power,
Shehoyu Moirishim Oysam V'Holchim,
that they would constantly chase them out.
They did not chase out the Chari in one shot, but rather gradually.
Therefore, it says Yiroshum, that they were constantly chasing them out.
Zakrashi, and the hand of Hashem Hoysabom was in them,
Lemaher, to rush them, Ulahumam,
to cut them off,
B'seich Mem Shana, in the 40 years,
Shalayigmru Levneim Oid Lesakim Bamidbar,
in order that their children should not have to wait anymore in the Midbar, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu rushed their death.
Vahikashatamu, and it was when all the Mesei Midbar died,
Vahidaber Hashem Eloi,
then Hashem spoke to me,
Avol,
but Mishluach Meraglim,
from the time the Meraglim were sent,
Ad Kan, until now,
Lo nemar vayedaber.
It does not say vayedaber, which is a clear vision.
Ela vayomer.
Rather, it says vayomer, which is a more vague vision.
L'lamedcha, to teach you,
shekol amechesh shana shehu Yisrael nezufim,
during the 38 years that Klal Yisrael were in cherem after the avera of the meraglim,
le'nisyachet imo hadibor.
The dibor was not directed at Moshe privately,
b'lashon chiba,
with an expression of love, panim al panim, face to face,
v'yishuv hadas,
and not with a calmness.
L'amedcha, to teach you,
she'ena shechina shara al anaviim,
that the shechina does not rest on the anaviim,
ela bishvil Yisrael, only because of Klal Yisrael.
And if Klal Yisrael sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not rest his shechina on the anaviim the same way.
And we see the same concept by the avera of the Egel in Parshas Kisisa,
Rashi divrei Hamaschil lech reid,
where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, since Klal Yisrael sinned, you should go down from your gedula, because the only reason why I speak to you is because of Klal Yisrael.
And also in Rashi, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, on the Pasuk Lamor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that the only reason why I speak to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, is only because of Klal Yisrael.
And Rashi said that during those 38 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe with a clear vision of Vayedaber, but rather with a more vague vision of Vayomer.
And the Maskil David asks that we see at the end of Parshas Bahaloscha, on the words Vatadaber Miriam,
Rashi tells us that whenever it says a Lashon Dibor, it means a harsh talking. However, Vayomer is a soft speaking.
So how can Rashi say over here just the opposite, that Dibor is better than Amira?
Maskil David answers that concerning a hedget, an ordinary person, Dibor is Bekoshi, Dibor is a harsh talking, and Amira is soft. However, when we are dealing with a Nevuah, Vayedaber is a clearer Nevuah than Vayomer.
And concerning this that Rashi says, that from the Parsha of the Meraglim and on, it does not say Vayedaber, although if you look from Parsha Shalach, where the Parsha of the Meraglim starts, it says Vayedaber many times. So how can Rashi say that Vayedaber is not said after the Maisa HaMeraglim?
Therefore, the Sefer HaZikaron prefers the words in Rashi, prefers the Girsa in Rashi, that says,
Avo Mishaluach HaMeraglim,
but from the sending of the Meraglim Ad Kan until now,
Leinema B'Parsha Zu Vayedaber.
It does not say in this Parsha Vayedaber, which means from the time in this Parsha that the story of the Meraglim is mentioned, it does not say Vayedaber in this Parsha.
Ve'ayin also in Rashi in Mesechta Tainis Daf Lamed Amid Beis, who discusses what this means when it says that from the Avera of the Meraglim it does not say Vayedaber. Zok Rashi Anshei HaMelchama, Hashem spoke to Moshe when the Anshei HaMelchama died. That means Mi Ben Chavshana, the ones who were over the age of 20, Hayotzim Batzava, those were the ones who would go to the army. Ata Over Hayom Eskvul Moav, you are passing today the border of Moav Vikarafta, and you will come close. Mo bnei Amoin, opposite the children of Amoin. Zok Rashi Mikan, from here we see Sheretz Amoin Letzat Sofoin, that the land of Amoin is north of Moav, because Klal Yisrael were traveling on the east side of Moav, heading northward, and it says that you will meet bnei Amoin. So we see that Amoin is north of Moav. Eretz Rephaim Techoshev, they are also considered giants. Eretz Rephaim Nechsheves Afi, they are also considered the land of Rephaim. Lefisha Rephaim Yashvu Balafonim, because previously the Rephaim lived there. Avalozuhi Shinosati Lavrom, this is not the land of Rephaim that I gave to Avram. Zok Rashi Vo Avim Hayoshvim Bakatserim, and the Avim that lived in the open cities. Avim mi Plishtim Heim, Avim are from the Plishtim. Sheimoim Heim Nechshavim B'Sefer Yeshua, because with the Plishtim they are counted in Sefer Yeshua. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Chamesha Sarni Plishtim, the five princes of the Plishtim, and it lists Hazozi, Ashdodi, Ashkeloni, Gati, Ekroni, and Avim. So we see that Avim are part of the Plishtim. And even though it says five princes of the Plishtim, and it lists six nations, that is, the Gemara says, because Avim were not so important, and therefore they didn't get a prince. So there were five princes from six nations, but we do see that Avim were part of the Plishtim. Umipnei ha-shvua shenishba Avram la-Avimelech, and because of the shvua that Avram swore to Avimelech when he said, Im tishkor li ulanini ulanechti, la-yachli Yisrael la-hitzi aretz ha-miyodam. Klal Yisrael were not able to take the land away from the Plishtim. Ve'vesi aleim kaftarim, and therefore I brought the kaftarim instead. Vishmidum, and they destroyed the Plishtim. Ve'yeshvu sachtam, and they lived there instead of the Plishtim. Ve'achshav, and now, atem mutarim lekachto miyodam, you are allowed to take this land from their hand. And the pasuk continues by saying that when you fight against Sichon, the fear of Klal Yisrael will be on all the nations under the Shemayim. So Rashi Limei, this comes to teach you she'amdo chama leMoshe, that the sun stood still for Moshe b'yoyim milchem Sichon, by the war of Sichon. V'noida hadover tachas chol haShemayim, and it was known around the world underneath the heavens. And this is not the only place where we find that Moshe stopped the sun, because if you look in Rashi Parshas B'Shalach Perik Yudzayin Pasuk Yudbeis, by the war of Amalek, Rashi Divra Maschel Ad Boy Hashemesh, Rashi tells us, Vehemed Lohem Moshe Chama, Moshe stopped the sun, Ve'irve Vesashois, and mixed up the hours also by Melchemes Amalek. Zok Rashi, and I sent messengers Mimidbar Kedemois as a peaceful gesture to Sichon. Zok Rashi, Af Bishloi Tzivani HaMokoim, even though Hashem did not command me to make a peaceful gesture to Sichon, Likor L'Sichon L'Sholem, to call Sichon peacefully, Lomarti, I learned it Mimidbar Sinai, from Midbar Sinai, from the Torah that preceded the world. Mimidbar in the pasuk means from Midbar Sinai. Kedemois, from the Torah that preceded the world. Kishabah HaKadosh Baruch Hu litn l'Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Chazar Ois al Esav, he went to Esav first, v'Yishmol to Yishmol, v'Golil Lefonov, and it was revealed before him, Shlo Yikabeluha, that they were not accepted, v'Yafal Pikein, Pasach Lohem b'Sholem. Still he started with them peacefully, and he offered them the Torah. Afani, also I, Kadamti L'Sichon, B'Divrei Sholem, I went first to Sichon with a peaceful overture. Davar Acher, another pshat, Mimidbar Kedemois, Mimcholo Maniti, from you Hashem I learned, Shekodamti La'olam, because you preceded the world. Yochol Yisrael Shlech Barak Echod L'Lisrev Es HaMitzriim, you could have brought one bolt of lightning and burnt the Mitzriim. Elo, rather, Shalachtoni Min HaMidbar, you sent me from the Midbar El Pari to Pari. Lamor saying, Shalach Asami, send out my nation. B'mosoin, you did it patiently. According to this pshat, Mimidbar Kedemois means, Kedemois, I learned from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who preceded the world, that you sent me Mimidbar from the Midbar to Mitzrayim to take out Klal Yisrael peacefully. And Moshe told Sichon that we will buy food from you and we will buy water from you. Kasha Osali B'nei Esav, just like the B'nei Esav did for us. This is not referring to passing through their land, because the Bnei Esav did not allow Klal Yisrael to pass through, so they could not have said that you should let us pass through the way Esav let us pass through, but rather this is referring to the sale of food and water. Just like the Bnei Esav sold us food and water, so too you, Sichon, should sell us food and water. Zok Rashi Arasher Ebra Sayardin. Moisav, this is going al Ebra Ba'artzecha. This is going on the words Ebra Ba'artzecha. Let us pass through your land, and we will come until the Yarden, where there we will pass through into Eretz Yisrael.